I am standing on the corner of Almeda and Southmore, the 5200 block of Almeda, and I am going to be heading north towards downtown. On this corner, you will find a Walgreens, which has been there for a very long time. Across the street from that Walgreens is a Valero, which used to be a very famous donut shop on Almeda for many, many years. It's no longer there. And right across the street from there is a very famous soul food restaurant called Alfreda's. And it's been there since I know before the 80s, and now I am walking down Almeda Boulevard, which used to be a major business thoroughfare, my understanding, during the 1950s and 60s, when the neighborhood was originally inhabited by whites and then began its transition to becoming a African-American community around the late 50s. I am now walking by Mabry's Mortuary. The Mabry's have been a big supporter of this artistic community for a very, very long time. If you ever have the opportunity, you should visit the mortuary, though I know it's not a very fun topic or subject. But Dr. Mabry is a very avid art collector, and he has decided to try to bring culture to the mortuary business. And it's a two-story establishment, and there's art on every wall from area artists. You will also notice that the fence for the parking lot is filled with a very beautiful mural by an artist from Third Ward, whom I call the unofficial mayor of Third Ward, because his work is everywhere. I'm talking about Israel McLeod. I am standing right in front of one of the oldest radio stations in Houston, KCOH, for which, if you saw the movie Ray with Jamie Foxx, it was in that radio station that Ray Charles came and gave an interview in the 1950s. So I'm continuing my walk towards downtown on Almeda. And again, I'm on the right-hand side of the street, the side where KCOH is. But I'm looking up left, and I'm still seeing, it's probably a 100-yard mural on the fence for the Mabry parking lot of Israel McLeod's work. I am now crossing Rosedale. this street has undergone quite a few changes over the years. The neighborhood is going through an era of regentrification, and so there are new businesses going up, condos going up everywhere, individual homes are being displaced by huge developments. I'm now at the corner of Alameda and Harbor Street. And I'm about to cross the street. I am now on the left-hand side of Alameda, headed north towards downtown, and I'm walking by Strip Center, and the first business is the Reggae Bodega, which has been a business that's been around for almost 10 years. And then next door to there is the famous Reggae Hut, which is the only Caribbean restaurant that I know of in the Third Ward area. It was originally opened in the late 90s by Andrew Walker Jr., who hails from Clarendon, Jamaica. He brought the Caribbean to Third Ward. It was a very beautiful establishment, very friendly, very welcoming, a very important communal meeting hub during the late 90s and early 2000s. He sold the business, and now it has changed hands, and I think now the owner of the business is Marcus Davis, who owns the Breakfast Club. As you will see, there are many businesses in this strip center, many cultural businesses, and now I'm about to cross Wentworth on Alameda and walking right by the famous Spanish Village restaurant. They have a fantastic lunch crowd here, and I understand their margaritas are excellent. I've only visited the establishment once or twice, but it is always popping around lunchtime. The thing about this neighborhood that is not apparent when you are walking down the street is the history. This neighborhood has been the home to many a great jazz musician and visual artist, poet, writer. And when I lived in this neighborhood during the late 80s and the 90s, it was the equivalent of New York's Fort Greene, in my opinion, because of the critical mass of creative people. I am now walking by a very popular eating spot on the corner of Blodgett and Alameda. It's number one chicken and rice and seafood, an establishment that has been on that corner for at least 15, 16 years. Next to the number one chicken and rice is a little parking lot plaza with a little fountain-like facade. It's a public art project by an artist by the name of Marsha Darcy Outlaw, part of the revitalization of Alameda Boulevard that's been going on for the last 10 years. As you continue to head down Alameda, you're going to pass by the Mongu Master Karate Institute, which is another establishment that has been in this community for at least 20 years. Coming up on G's and Z's Coffee Shop on the corner of Rosewood . It's one of the few coffee shops on Alameda Boulevard, and I think that is the end of my little short walking tour. Maybe you can go to G's and Z's and have a refreshing beverage after your stroll. And enjoy your day.